I drop the crystal from numb fingers, letting it float back to the center of its containment chamber. Pulling an arm out, I propped my elbow against the top of the forge and wheezed. Seconds later, a long tail with a crest of spikes and a fan of iridescent feathers around the sides flicks past my face. Oops, I'd miss watching the transformation. The newly forged dragon sat up on the altar. Dad and I hated that mystical-sounding word, but it was official terminology, and cocked its head from side to side, looking around the forge chamber. Lisa leaned back against the tool rack, trying to sneer condescendingly, but her glowing eyes were fixed on the dragon. Oh yeah, she was impressed. Sarcasm mixed with cautious awe as the little demon asked, "Isn't it supposed to be pigeon-sized?" "I over-designed. Prodigies don't do anything halfway," I replied airily, as if I planned this. I had definitely over-designed, no question there. The dragon was as big as me. Of course I was exhausted if I'd supplied the power to build that with only a pigeon's puny soul fragment. If I didn't have the magical capacity of a whole squad of regular adult mages, the spell would have failed and I'd have hurt myself. Still, trying to pretend this was deliberate, I lurched over to the study table. I kept my back to Lisa to hide my pulling the rolled-up paper out of the collar I'd had waiting and slipping it into a much bigger collar. Then, grandly and hopefully not wobbling in front of my ex-uncle's sardonic houseguest, I strolled up to the dragon and fastened the collar around its neck. "You know how to find my dad, right? Our house is up at the lake. You've delivered messages before?" I asked the long-nosed, sharp-toothed, half-reptile, half-bird. It made a deep, stuttering coo noise and nodded. The intelligence boost had worked perfectly. The dragon was a success. Just, an extra success. I gave Lisa a glance. For all her sassy wordplay, she didn't hesitate a second to actually help, unlocking the window and sliding it up and open. My brand new dragon hopped off the altar, flapped wings wide enough they knocked a dozen small tools off of shelves in the process, and glided over to the window ledge. It had to tuck in its wings tight and wriggle through the gap to get out. But as soon as it succeeded, it leaped upwards and out of sight into the sky. I wiped perspiration off my forehead with the back of my wrist. When that just left both wrist and forehead wet, I picked up an old stiff rag stained with who knew what and mopped my forehead with that. Lisa pulled her tablet out of her wristband and rubbed her thumb over the lines near the top. The dots and dashes lit up, and as she waved the tablet around, the tools my dragon had knocked over floated back to their original places. "Thanks," I told her. My strength was coming back, but I definitely wanted to lean against this writing table for another minute. She shrugged languidly. "I have to give my new host a reason to keep me here. I wouldn't kick you out. If Uncle Leonard wanted you to stay, you can stay," I promised. Lisa frowned. Her mouth twitched to the left. It twitched to the right. She stared at me, head slightly tilted. Slowly, nose pinched up, and voice gravely with confusion, she said, "You're a nice person, and I like you, Artifact. Just call me Art, please," I begged. "Humans need liquid after working hard. Let me go get you some orange juice," the demoness offered. Smiling, I admitted, "That sounds like a super crate." A knock at the door interrupted me. A loud knock. "That's the business door, not the front door," noted Lisa. She hooked her tablet back onto her wrist, gave her hair a little flick, tugged at her skirt, and stood poised with one tiny hoof in front of the other. Instantly perfect. I'd known her all of 24 hours, but was there something stiff about all that? Like, this was training, not natural pride. Abandoning all hope of liquid refreshment, I headed for the door into the office. My soul forge. My office. Right? This was what I'd wanted. And I did.